himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
It's Sunday, the 30th day of September, 2018. We're now only a few weeks out from the 2018 historic midterm elections. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. The censored news sites are Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. But it's easier to share the links from NewsWars.com. It is not as blackballed as Infowars.com, the vaunted Infowars.com. I wanted to reflect some today on all the good things that have happened, but also look at how bad it's going to be if the globalists are able to stop the populist offensive that has organically sprung up out of humanity's will to be free. And I noticed that Kanye West last week gave a speech where he said Alex Jones and Donald Trump are great guys for humanity, and they are the matrix breakers. We need more matrix breakers like them. That got picked up in hundreds of publications. It didn't get retracted. It got pulled out of the original publication. Now, I'm not going to get into any inside baseball, but let's just say I know that Kanye said that. And I think the establishment is going to really bemoan the fact that they did that to him. Got a very interesting phone call last night, and I'll leave it at that. And I'll tell you what else they're going to bemoan. They're going to bemoan trying to bully him backstage, and the heads of NBC telling him, the heads of Saturday Night Live, you are not going to wear that Make America Great Again hat. By the way, he was wearing a Kaepernick shirt and a Make America Great Again hat when he gave a speech last Thursday. Trying to point out people have a right to free speech, period. And that it's insane to hate each other like this. So he's really trying to use his stardom for something very, very positive. And I respect people that put their name, their treasure, their honor on the line. And I really respect Kanye West. And you're going to see the media and the system come after him like nothing you've ever seen. Kim Kardashian reportedly has filed for divorce on him. But just a few months ago, she was in the White House in a deal that Trump got set up to release black folks in America who were given sentences on average three times longer than whites for the same crime, who have the same type records. First-time offenders given three times as long than whites. That's clear racism. And you can look at the actuary numbers and see it. And it's a great idea to stop that. That's real prison reform. Trump, of course, got no credit for that. So Kim was starting to get in line with her husband in a good way. She's decided to get in line with the establishment. And that's her issue as well. Or at least it appears to be if you believe the news. Hell, it's all over the news saying she's divorcing him. Maybe it's not true. They lie so much. But that was a great thing she was doing, going up there and exposing all that. But who knows the truth? You got to hear it directly from people's own mouths. And it can't be jump cuts and it can't be audio. You got to see it coming out of their mouths, because so often it's twisted. And what somebody says in reality is the complete opposite of what ends up coming out. So the president came out and praised Kanye for his courage and the fact that he got bullied but stood up to it, still wore the hat. That video and all the other little trimmings are coming up at the start of the next segment. But this is about being matrix breakers, and Kanye gets that. I'm not trying to keep the system going. I'm not trying to get along with it. I'm not trying to win in this paradigm. I'm trying to have a pro-human paradigm, a real renaissance that is literally hundreds of times better than anything we've ever seen. And if we shoot for that, we've proven we can have it. But if we let the establishment turn us against each other and demonize people that are really trying to promote society, we're going to lose everything. So remember, we are the most censored broadcast in the world. Yes, Infowars.com, the actual radio and TV stations, have all reported increased traffic and ratings have exploded. But they are trying to block us in viral spread on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. So you got to go to Infowars.com and grab the live show feed that deals with the Democrats announcing kill teams to go to prominent matrix breakers' homes and members of Congress and kill you. We'll be right back.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this live, teleprompter-free, television-slash-radio transmission. This is the most avant-garde, tip-of-the-spear, real-cutting-edge, banned, restricted, censored, hated, demonized transmission in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And I am your host, Alex Jones. A lot of people say, Alex, you know, you're getting censored, you're getting attacked, you're getting demonized, you're getting lied about, you're getting sued. The government's trying to take your children away from you. Why are you so happy? Why are you fighting so hard? Because we have a corrupt, evil system that's playing people off against each other and literally feeding off that twisted energy. And I have a fire in my eyes that is only a reflection of the fire in my mind and the fire in my soul of love and of passion and of will to see all God's children that Martin Luther King talked about coming together with real dreams of the future and transcending the manipulation that the globalists and social engineers use upon us and the evil things they're doing. The admissions in their own documents, their own WikiLeaks, of how they want to have race war in this country and all this crap. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect and you're perfect, but we want a better future. And we're tired of people opening up all these wounds, trying to make us victims instead of overcomers. And so it's the fire in my eyes that keeps you alive. It's the fire in your eyes that keeps me alive. That's why I played that song coming in right now, because it illustrates it all. The fire in your eyes keeps me alive. Yeah, nice boats and big houses are great. And a car that fires right up when you need it to is wonderful. And having money in the bank to take care of your child when they're six, great. There have been plenty of times when I was younger, I didn't have money to pay the rent. But selling your soul for that stuff to the establishment doesn't fulfill you. It's all just gravy. But standing up for what's right, standing up against tyrants, standing up and being independent and a free thinker, that is food to me. That is fulfilling. You know, I got a call at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. Owen had been texting me at like midnight. I'd already been asleep. Owen Schroyer, one of our great reporters and anchors. And so he's texting me at 8 a.m. How are you going to go? I'm going to go. You should really go. And he sends me an Austin American Statesman article. I'll get to it later. And it's got the headline, "The Rhetoric of Alex Jones and Donald Trump and How Fake News Went Too Far." And then you read the article, it's like, we've got to stop them and censor them and block them. And they're evil liars and they're bad people. Now, there's the article if you're watching on TV. So I'd already got out of the shower drinking coffee when I saw that. I told my wife, sorry, baby, I'm not taking you to brunch. I kissed the baby, jumped in the car, drove downtown, got there right when it started at 9 a.m. They got the city streets blocked, this big stage set up. It's only about 100 fascists that call themselves liberals sitting there. And they're talking trash about how to take me off Twitter when I walk up and how dangerous I am and how I've got to be stopped. I mean, these people got a lot of nerve, man. The only publications that were leftists that picked it up said Jones crashes some innocent Democrat meeting and censors them. They're having a meeting about censoring me. I show up, get in their face for 10 minutes. And then they spin it that I'm censoring them. You got to love these people, man. They're not creative. All they do is invert. Invert. They're not creating businesses like Donald Trump. They're not creating all these number one albums like Kanye West. They're not building their own radio or TV networks and being a maverick and launching a movement against globalism. All they do is run around and lie. Now, I'm going to get to a clip right now of Kanye West, matrix breaker. I love that term he coined. Par excellent. goes to NBC, goes to Saturday Night Live, and they're bullying backstage saying you cannot wear that hat. He still does it. And there's his entourage all looking, some of them looking embarrassed. A few of his best guys are looking proud. But there's the entourage looking kind of down, like, what's he doing? It's like Moses saying, let's get out of Egypt 3,000 years ago or whatever. And they're looking at him like he's the bad guy. And he's saying, you know, Donald Trump's not what he says. We need love. Can we agree on love? And I noticed I couldn't hear booing in any of the videos. I think I hear like one little one. I hear some yays, love. So clearly, actually, people are agreeing with him. But even if they didn't, he's not going out on a limb because in his own heart and mind, he knows what's right. He's known Trump for a long time. And he's seen the results of Trump being in office. Some of the best jobs in 100 years, the best for black Americans ever. Things are turning around. It's no utopia, but it's a lot better already in less than 2 years. So it's even a lie. I saw the headlines everywhere. Last night, oh, he got booed. Oh, and I was like, funny, I was watching it. I never watched NBC, but since he was on, I tuned in. And I was like, were they watching the same thing? So I went and watched videos this morning from different angles. You can barely hear like one boo somewhere there. This turns into, oh, everybody hates him. Yeah, that's why he's one of the biggest people they can have there on the stage. So again, here's this winner and this trailblazer, something we should respect in America, standing up for the president, and the media spins that everybody booed him, which is what they do. They lie. They're having an event lying about me, saying I'm this horrible person. I show up, say you're full of crap, and I leave. And they spin it that I took it over, and I'm this bad guy, and I deserve, you know, to be shut down, see? They're having a meeting in public about censoring you as conservatives. Don't stop with Trump. Don't stop with Alex Jones. Because they've lost the culture war. Because people know they're liars. The full video is up on Infowars.com, but here is Kanye West being bullied and talking about being bullied, but still standing up against it and going out there on stage. Here it is.
Try love, try love, try love. You see, they laughing at me. You heard them, they scream at me. They bully me. They bullied me backstage. They said, don't go out there with that hat on. They bullied me backstage. They bullied me. And then they say, I'm in a sunken place. You want to see the sunken place? Okay, I'm going to listen to y'all now. I'm going to put my Superman cape on. Because this means you can't tell me what to do. Follow your heart and stop following your mind. That's how we're controlled. That's how we're programmed. If you want the world to move forward, try love. Thank y'all for giving me this platform. I know some of y'all don't agree, but y'all be going at that man neck a lot, and I don't think it's actually that helpful. I think the universe has balance. 90% of news are liberal. 90% of TV, LA, New York, writers, rappers, musicians. So it's easy to make it seem like it's so, so, so one-sided. And I feel kind of free. I thought this country said I could be me.
Couple performances. Now you go to a major search engine that's deceptive like Google and type in Kanye West, and all you'll see is that he got booed. You can't even hear a boo there. And I went and watched all the other video. It's not there. Maybe one boo during the cheers. The cheers are overwhelming. Lies! But it doesn't matter. He's trailblazing. He's winning. That's why they went into all the articles where he quoted Alex Jones and Donald Trump as matrix breakers. And why they deleted his quotes out of hundreds of newspapers. That's unified, organized fraud to deceive you.
You can run on for a long time. gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell ladies and gentlemen, on this live Sunday evening transmission, a lot of listeners who are just totally politically focused are going to say, why are you focusing on Kanye West? Because he's arguably the number one musician in the world. He's definitely in the top two or three. He is supporting Making America Great Again. He's going against the grain. He's a trailblazer saying no to the bullies that are trying to suppress all of our speech. And he came out last week and said Alex Jones and Donald Trump are Matrix breakers. Well, let me tell you, the Matrix is modern entertainment. And that whole combine. So he's really the Matrix breaker. I've kind of come from the outside. So I have a lot of admiration. But here's the key. He came out and gave a speech. And there was video, text of it all. And they pulled it down off the web saying Alex Jones and Donald Trump are Matrix breakers. It got picked up in hundreds of publications. Here it is from Spin. The fader deletes Trump, Alex Jones quotes from report on Kanye's official visit. They just removed it 2 days after it was in hundreds of publications. They didn't deny it. They just removed it. So, think about that. Why are they doing that? Because they're afraid of Kanye West. It got worse. Last night he goes on SNL. They didn't air most of it. The actual raw videos shot that fans were there videotaping on their phones shows him being cheered and supported. But then when it aired on SNL, One Piece, you can hear a few boos. Did they dub those in? This needs to be investigated because we've got the unaired clips of the parts that didn't air. We have the aired part. And when we're done being live today, I'm going to put all the pieces on the end of this report. Once we're not live, we're going to tag it on to the live report so you can make your own decision. But let me tell you, we know they took his quotes out of a whole bunch of newspapers and took the video down, the video that day. And a couple days later, all the articles. Here it is from spin.com. The fader deletes Trump, Alex Jones quotes from report on Kanye West official visit. Unprecedented. Media deletes Kanye West quote about Alex Jones, Trump being Matrix breakers. Now you talk about Matrix breaking, ladies and gentlemen. He goes and speaks at a pre-record release in front of the media. It goes in hundreds of publications, and they delete it. Who gave the order for all these different publications, not just the original one, to have it removed? Kanye defends Alex Jones, Donald Trump. Here's the original Spin article. And now it's been removed. And it was removed from a bunch of other publications. They didn't file retractions. They didn't say it wasn't true. They just disappeared it working in unison. You know, when they banned me off of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all these other platforms, Spotify, every day when they would ban me on something new, it would be released the same minute by hundreds of publications. And it'd be the same article, just a little bit different with a different name on it, showing centralized groups are writing PR statements, releasing it, and the whole corporate media works in unison. So that's not just leftist media. That is controlled corporate media working in total and complete unison. And that is incredibly dangerous. So I know they deleted all this. That's a scandal. What about what happened at Saturday Night Live where he said he was bullied behind the stage? It's critical that people research this. The full videos of what folks there shot that they hope you don't see is out. Instead, they just took one of the top stars they could have and didn't air almost any of it, even though they claim it's live. That's a lie, too. Most of it in live because he didn't play ball. He wasn't a good house slave. And I don't use that analogy because he's an African American. I use it because I'm not their slave. You're not their slave. The globalists see us as slaves. And when you bow down and talk and act and say and do the things they want, you become a corporate slave. And you look at communist China, ladies and gentlemen, and all the oppression they're engaged in against the American people. And you see how they're engaged in domestic propaganda and buying up Hollywood, trying to control what can be said and what can be done. And the poor Chinese people, they are 1.4 billion slaves. They've killed over 70 million little girls who the parents didn't abort when they were in the womb with an ultrasound. They come grab the little girls after they're born in many cases and kill them. Are those Chinese little girls slaves? You're damn right they are. And globalism is about slavery. And our great president and his incredible courage just a few days ago came out. And I'm going to play this clip right now. And the president pointed out that globalism and global governance is a world government system of oppression, and that it is slavery. And that's what world corporate government is, where they're above the law, they pay no taxes, they have diplomatic immunity, they can do whatever they want, and they think that you and I have to just roll over to whatever they're doing. So here is the president. This got almost no coverage, but Merkel, the story's up on Infowars.com with a video, Breitbart London. Merkel fights for globalism, warns Trump against destroying the UN that the Rockefellers set up. Global governance, close quote, a form of coercion and domination that responsible nations must defend against, Trump said during a speech. That is matrix breaking. So let me tell you something right now. I'm very proud to be persecuted by these tyrants because I want to change the world. I am honored. Because I know I'm building a better future for myself and my family and your family. And yeah, a lot of people have an instinct to roll over and be slaves and kiss ass and go do all this. I don't. And the trailblazers have an instinct to stand up for what's right. And it's been those people in history that have ignited everything that's allowed us to get to this point. So I stand on their shoulders and in a hat tip to them and in respect to them. Whether they be black, white, old, young, where they came from, who they were, the fact that they believed in freedom, and that they stood up, whether they're Martin Luther King or Donald John Trump or Kanye West, we are brothers and sisters together in that epic struggle. So here is the president throwing down the gauntlet.
We will never surrender America's sovereignty to an unelected, unaccountable global bureaucracy. America is governed by Americans. We reject the ideology of globalism, and we embrace the doctrine of patriotism. Around the world, responsible nations must defend against threats to sovereignty, not just from global governments, but also from other new forms of coercion and domination.
Total truth. You have radical Islam being wound up to take over the West. You have globalism directing it. You have the Vatican captured by the globalists. You have the Chi-Coms totally out of control, murdering their own people en masse, five times what Hitler did. It's incredible. And now you got the Chinese threatening to blow up U.S. ships if they go to the South China Sea that China never had any claim to. They're all the way down in the Philippines now. So we'll come back with the big news. Major Antifa groups protected by Twitter are now calling for kill teams to kill conservative leaders, media leaders, and members of Congress. We'll cover it all.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get to really our top stories now. There's so much to get to of the most critical nature on the China war front, and we're already at war with China, been at war with them for a while. The globalists set all that up to bring down the U.S., Trump, and many of us are fighting back against that. The latest on Kavanaugh next segment. There's so much there. At least 832 dead and devastating Indonesian tsunami. We're going to be looking at all of it. But the first big thing I want to dive into right now is this. Conservative senators, Supreme Court justices warned unhinged left planning kill teams, home invasions to execute you and your families. That's a critical, well-documented report by Mike Adams up on Infowars.com. Now, I covered all of this throughout the week, and by Friday it hit a crescendo of official Democrat Party websites, major Antifa sites, you name it, saying, particularly if they lose the midterms, or think they are, that they have got people's homes and families targeted. You saw Congressman Scalise, you've seen all these different judges getting shot, there's almost no news coverage of it. You have seen all the calls for violence against talk show hosts. You've seen conservatives and libertarians out in public being attacked. We had urine and feces thrown on us, and I'll get to that next segment, at the Democrat event where they shut down streets downtown, and the event was called, sponsored by Walmart. I'm not joking. It's the Walmart's gone over the dark side. At least they probably got tricked into this. They spent a lot of money on sponsorship. I'm sure the family that owns it doesn't know. With the headline, the political rhetoric of Donald Trump and Alex Jones on fake news, weaponized communications, first reading. And they were calling for our speech to be banned and celebrating that at the event. And as we're walking back to the car, we're like, what the hell just hit us? Something on us. Guy rides by on a bike, has a bag. He must have had like rotting urine with feces. It was the most horrible smell I've ever smelled. They really hit Owen and Kyle. Didn't hit me much, but it was nightmarish. And that's well known. That's Antifa specialty. And we also have the footage of yours truly storming the event. I say that. I just walked in, and it looked like a mental patient congregation or a reunion, and it was had people like hitting me in the face and trying to lick my face, and people running up saying, "Do you like to have sex with kids?" And it was very demonic. So that's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And it's people were attacking the camera guy and shoving into him. So you've got a lot of the camera wildly flying around. So if you have problems with seizures, you might not want to watch the video. But it's on Infowars.com in HD if you want to see that. That's all coming up. But now let me get into the big news here, because this is so important. Well, you know what? I kind of went ahead and distracted off into that. I'm watching that camera roll around in wild circles. I'm going to have to stop at that point. I'm going to hit some other news. I'm going to come out in the next segment, and I'm going to hit the number one story, because I can't just start one story that kind of feeds into it and not give it the gravitas it deserves, because this is their plan, and so far they've been escalating everything they're doing so that we don't understand how serious it is. That's a military tactic. And the average Antifa is a devil-worshipping meth head, but they are the trigger to cause the violent civil war in this country. Millie Weaver was at Kent State with Gavin Wentz doing an incredible job yesterday, where they had an open carry march because they've been violating Second Amendment members' rights, even talk about the Second Amendment on the college. And Antifa attacked police, attacked them on video, and threw fake hand grenades at them, threw rocks at them, bottles at them, in an attempt to get them to shoot them to, again, trigger a civil war like they tried to do with the whole situation that Soros funded at Charlottesville over a year ago. So we're going to be exclusively rolling that footage for you. Millie Weaver is going to be joining us in the first 30 minutes of the next hour. Then we've got Roger Stone joining us with some of the most important news he's ever put out on the inside dirty garbage and dirty laundry of Ms. Ford, Dr. Ford, who it turns out is not a licensed psychologist, like she says, that's being reported. So that just goes to the whole thing of doctor this, doctor that. And of course, according to these mainstream reports, she doesn't even have the doctorate she's claiming, never completed the in-service residency, 3,000 hours that you would. That story's up on Infowars.com from Dangerous.com. Records show Dr. Ford is not a licensed psychologist, may have committed perjury. So that's coming up next segment as well. But I'm going to take some time here to do this. I'm the type of guy that likes a fight if people are looking for it. I don't like a fight if people aren't looking for it. But let's just say once a fight starts, I don't shy away from it. Because it's those points that things turn on in your body. You ever try to walk around the woods pitch black at night when there's not a moon or stars out? Walked around the woods at night for a couple hours. What happens? You get higher than a kite just off being outside in the woods at night. Your night vision, at least my night vision, is particularly good. It takes about 30 minutes to hit. It's just all of a sudden like, wow, this is incredible. And it's the same thing with tyranny. We're not looking for the pressure of the atmospheres on us, suppressing us. But when it happens and we fight back against it, all these primal instincts and intellectual and spiritual instincts start kicking in. And it's like, my God, they think I'm being persecuted. I would stand in line for this a long time. And to quote Moby, then it fell apart. But it always falls apart. So I'm not going to sit here in a ditch and be a slave, then it falls apart. I'm going to be charging up the mountain, whether in victory or whether defeat, I will be daring greatly, to quote Teddy Roosevelt. So that's the final equation. So again, you see it all over the news, their celebration. Hey, we took PayPal. We're going to take their right to bank. We're going to shut them down so he can't buy or sell, just like China. We'll have Jones in prison after that. Yay, we'll get him. It's all these big corporations working in unison, and the city of Austin shutting down streets with big pavilions and stages, shut down Alex Jones. Yay! And just incredible authoritarianism that we're exposing. And all these losers that think if they could suppress what's popular, they themselves would become popular. That's not how the universe works. Now you need to support what's good and what's wholesome and what's strong. And then it creates civilization for you to live in. And the West has been very tolerant to the weak. But then the weak are then organized by the truly evil to attack the good, to try to storm the citadel. And then things always collapse. But you don't really think many steps ahead. I'm talking about the average minion of the globalist. So if you want to send a very strong message to them and get products that you and your family need, now is the time to take action. You should be flooding InfoWars with financial support, which many of you have. But you want T-shirts. You want books. You want videos. You want InfoWars Molon Lobby shirts. You want InfoWars Trump 2020 shirts. You want George Washington French and Indian War with a hatchet and a musket shirt. You want Trump as Hercules or wasn't Hercules. Who was the guy? Perseus severing the head of the Hillary Medusa archetypal. We don't mean it for real. You want these limited edition, high-quality shirts. You want to be part of the Americana, part of the history, and this is your chance. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. You know, supplements and air filtration and water filtration are our biggest sellers. But I'm telling you, when you get into the T-shirts, that's how you meet like-minded people. That's how you spread the word. That's what's really exciting. We've got Made in America, American flags with 4.9 reviews, 4.9 stars. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Or InfoWarsLife.com. We should probably create a page with our best-selling T-shirts. We've kind of put whatever's oldest up top and then whatever's very best and hottest and bottom. We're different than most stores or shopping carts. Whatever's most powerful, you have to really search hard for. But anyways, whatever doesn't sell is right up top. But InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139, and a bunch of big specials like 40% off. Brain Force is about to end. 40% off the amazing Secret 12. B12 is almost gone. Gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. This is the most censored, most blocked, most demonized, most attacked broadcast in the world for a good reason. The globalists fear the people. They fear you having a voice. Now, this is the biggest news of this Sunday broadcast. It's the biggest news of the last few years. When we talk about the radicalization of the left, we talk about hashtag hunt Republicans, Congressman Scalise getting killed, the gunman wanting to kill all 17 members of the conservative caucus that were there playing baseball. But why is all this happening? Before I get to this new breaking news, it's happening because President Trump has come out and said global governance, a form of coercion and domination that responsible nations must defend against, Trump said just a few days ago in his UN speech. He is calling out the real global tyranny and the Chi-Coms that are allied with it. So here's that clip one more time.
We will never surrender America's sovereignty to an unelected, unaccountable global bureaucracy. America is governed by Americans. We reject the ideology of globalism, and we embrace the doctrine of patriotism. Around the world, responsible nations must defend against threats to sovereignty, not just from global governments, but also from other new forms of coercion and domination.
So that's why they've been trying to shut us down over the years. Because we relaunched, you relaunched, 1776, that private mega banks are in control and they're tax exempt and above the law and have diplomatic immunity. I knew, I believed in you, that if we had a real debate about that and looked at the documents, the admissions, that we could force the debate out in the open. So about 3 years ago, the EU and the Chi-Coms and Hollywood went, okay, there is a world government. Okay, we're going to ban Christianity. We're going to ban the nuclear family. We're going to be mega banks offshore, paying no taxes, worth trillions. You will be under communism, just like China. The elite are free market, live in palaces. The public are slaves. And so it's blown up in their face. And now they think shutting me down or shutting Trump down will get rid of this. Trump rode in on the tsunami, and more tsunamis are coming. Here was Trump, a wave about 100 feet tall, now 150 foot, a 200 foot, a 500 foot. And the more you resist that, the more the globals try to suppress the ocean of awakening. That's like earthquakes under the sea. Your resistance, the frozen establishment versus the sea of humanity, is what drives up the tsunamis. Your oppression of the ocean of human will, mountains coming up, is what drives the tsunamis and that destroy you. But you don't understand that. I get you crushing me is the tectonic force arising. Now, I don't particularly want to be crushed to bring in the next tsunami, but let's say this. I've already been through quite a bit of pain. You know, the media is like, oh, Jones is very cryptic. He says in interviews, he's ready to die. He's close to God. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide, but I'm not afraid. Get that? You know, I've had a lot of family members die in my arms. I've seen it for myself. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to be an honorable, good person because it makes my soul feel good. That's what God-fearing is. You're close to God and justice, you feel good. You do bad, you feel bad and empty. So, here's the big story. It's up on Infowars.com, and it's absolutely true. Mike Adams warns conservative senators, Supreme Court justices, unhinged left planning kill team, home invasions to execute you and your family. That's his headline. I'd make it even better. Mike Adams isn't warning you. Mainstream leftist Democrat websites that Twitter allows to operate are openly planning. Democrats publicly plan kill teams to kill Republican and conservative leaders. I mean, that's your real headline. I went with Mike's headline. It's great. I'm glad he wrote the article. I'm just saying, it's not him saying it. It's not him warning. They're the ones saying they're going to do it. It's kind of like if a meteorologist tells you a hurricane's coming in with 150 mile an hour winds. He's not the one doing it. He's just telling you. It's happening. And the article's excellent. It goes into all the different websites and all the groups saying, well, if we lose this election, or it looks like we are, let's send kill teams to their houses. Let's take them out. It is crazy. And it's on Infowars.com. And you look at all the things they've done and the doxing. He goes over all of it. This is, they're just the cannon fodder. And people go, oh, Antifa, a bunch of meth head wimps. You know, they can only beat up women and children. They're the cover. They're the morons that the larger deep state groups will use to show up at a few events as decoys, like spies like us. That's a comedy, but that's how it really works. They will show up, and Senator Rand Paul is calling for an investigation, you name it. There it is. This came out 2 days ago. Yesterday, there was an attempt to incite people by publishing their personal information of senators, including home addresses and their wives' home numbers, endangering them and their families. They should be investigated as perpetrators, punished. This is too much hatred and violence in these days. So that's what's going on here. So let's go over the article in this segment into the next. The hysterical, deceitful fake news reporting by the left-wing media is driving left-wing activists to violence and bloodshed. Never forget the rifle assault by the deranged leftists that targeted CNN said was a hero. Conservative U.S. lawmakers on a softball field, including Representative Scalise, that nearly killed him. Also, do not forget the violent physical assault on Senator Rand Paul by his unhinged Democrat neighbor that broke six ribs and punctured his lungs. And the left says too bad he didn't kill him. We are now learning that left-wing domestic terrorism groups are openly discussing kill team tactics, and he links to all of them in the article. On Twitter and Facebook, discussing methods, and these are big sites with led by major Democrats and major professors, discussing methods of carrying short-barreled rifles, SRBs, under their clothing, blending in with crowds, then popping out of the crowds to assassinate prominent conservatives such as U.S. senators, Supreme Court justices, and prominent conservative radio personalities. They list in the articles. All this was first published by PJ Media. And then it goes on from there. In addition to open discussions of kill team tactics, on social media platforms, we're also seeing the deliberate doxing, that's giving out the home address and phone number, it happened to me last week, of conservative senators by congressional staffers who appear to be linked to the office of Maxine Waters. Of course it's her. As unhinged lunatic leftists who has reportedly called for violence against conservatives, Senator Rand Paul is now calling for an investigation into the doxing. Left-wing website editors calling for home invasions and assaults on conservatives. The editor of Think Progress, a George Soros-linked progressive website, recently encouraged left-wing activists to stage home invasions of targeted conservatives. That'll go real well for you, let me tell you. Mob assaults on U.S. senators like Ted Cruz, who was mobbed by a group of screaming lunatics at a public restaurant in D.C. They then death threatened the staff. It's also difficult to imagine these lunatic mobs escalating this one more step to the point of attempting to stab or shoot conservative senators in public. These acts, were they to be carried out, would no doubt be celebrated by the Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, and other left-wing radical publishers that have all but declared war on America. Now, when I actually went to the event that was called Understanding the Rhetoric of Donald Trump and Alex Jones and Ending their Corrupt Speech, all the rest of it, you know, how to stop their fake news. When I said, America's back, they went, boo! And I went, America's good. Ah! That was the trigger. Ah! Spontaneously, these are whack jobs. We're going to come back and read the rest of the article. We're going to send all the meat and potatoes on the other side, but it's on InfoWars.com right now. I suggest you get it out to everybody. Now, I want to play this piece when we come back, too. And then we got Millie Weaver on, and we've got Roger Stone on. We've got so much to break. But just again, if you're listening on local radio or watching on local TV or watching on InfoWars.com, you understand the whole apparatus of the globalists, the corporate media, Soros, the UN, they're openly everywhere obsessed. They block off streets in Austin with big stages calling for me to be shut down and celebrating it. I mean, these are sick freaks that think you're asleep. They've beaten you. So the number one thing they don't want is for you to take the InfoWars.com website or newswars.com, or to take the live video feed right now on InfoWars.com/show, or to literally go around and knock on doors and tell folks, tune into Alex Jones, InfoWars.com/show. They believe they've broken you. They believe they defeated you. I know the opposite. I know we're going to win. I know we are winning. Second hour coming up in just 2 minutes. Whatever you do, spread those links right now. Take action. Call people. Text it out. Take action.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up next segment, Millie Weaver and her great crew were at the event at Kent State where the Antifa attacked the police, the peaceful marchers, you name it. Exclusive footage coming up next segment. But let's, speaking of the devil, get back into the article up on InfoWars.com by Mike Adams. Unhinged leftists funded by the Democratic Party and Soros plan kill teams, home invasions to execute conservative, libertarian, Christian members of Congress, Supreme Court's families. Continuing, the surreptitious use of government databases by embedded deep state socialist communists, which Project Veritas exposed, with their government privileges to locate the home addresses of their intended conservative targets, along with individuals to be targeted in their own homes. This has now been openly admitted by these deep state operatives caught on tape by Project Veritas, where they just admit to doxing everybody, just total criminal activity. Complicity on the part of tech giants, such as the systematically banning conservative voices by deliberately protecting the channels of left-wing terrorist groups like Antifa. Then we expose all how the professors and everybody that are calling for killing police, killing us, killing the president, they're all protected, pushed by Twitter. The intended targets of these unhinged radical leftists obviously include conservative U.S. senators and House representatives, conservative radio personalities, President Donald Trump, conservative authors and speakers such as Ann Coulter. I have recorded and published a warning to all Americans detailing the plans of unhinged, deranged leftists who continue to be driven to insanity by lying, dishonest, left-wing psychological warfare media, which feeds the frenzy on a daily basis. And again, what's in the internal WikiLeaks and other documents? They're there to sow the division. With USA Children, the so-called media in America has jumped the shark. With USA Today now printing columns that essentially declare Brett Kavanaugh to be a pedophile who should never be allowed near children, the so-called media, the enemy, the globalist Chi-Com funded, has jumped the shark, abandoning anything resembling the First Amendment role of reporting the news and now resorting to smearing innocent people with encouraging mass hysteria and violence among left-wing lunatics. Now, here's the really big takeaway as we finish this. The corporate globalist media is deliberately driving Americans into a bloody civil war in a desperate attempt to destabilize the nation, invoke shooting on the streets, and ultimately call for the United Nations peacekeeping troops that will depose President Trump under Strong Cities Initiative, an attempt to disarm the entire U.S. civilian population formerly for America, the people on 100 plus million firearms, and have a Second Amendment right to defend their nation against foreign invaders, period. Things are collapsing rapidly, and there's a video that breaks it all down below. Now, you've read about communist Chinese buying a bunch of 50,000-watt transmitters and 100,000-watt FM transmitters on the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California border. Over 100 stations now. You've heard about them buying up the top 50 universities that are even state-run. That's why Obama let them in to do it. U.S. ambassador to China running, U.S. ambassador says China running propaganda ads in our own free press. He gives examples in Rust Belt areas like Iowa, only because he was formerly the governor there, but it's all over the country, against Trump, against America. Hell, the Chi-Coms own Hollywood now. But he points out how they're running anti-Trump, anti-trade war stuff when they've already been running a trade war and winning a trade war. Trump's just trying to stop that and give us some jobs back. And he points out that it's totally illegal. And the Chinese government's paying for full spreads in newspapers in key battleground states only 30-something days out from the election, and that only Democrats could be directing this. Imagine if the Russians were actually buying four-page spreads in major newspapers, and he just lists what's happening in Iowa because he's been warned of it. It's everywhere. It's the Chi-Coms. And that's why they fund all these bot groups to attack us and say, oh, China has no power. They're doing nothing wrong. Jones is a traitor. But the president tells you they're the number one threat. General Mattis tells you they're the number one threat. It is the truth, and we're standing up for America. Stay with us.
We've got it. We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Have you or a loved one been exposed to liberalism and identified as having Trump derangement syndrome? Liberalism is a disease caused by exposure to leftists. Many people are silently suffering from the effects of liberalism. Even families of exposure victims are at risk from secondary exposure. Symptoms may include anxiety, irritability, intolerance of free speech, pale skin, uncontrollable screaming, violent outbursts, hallucinations, and in extreme cases, mass hysteria. Spotting early warning signs can prevent this tragedy. There are plenty of options available to recompense leftist victims and their families. Go to info. Infowars.com, newswars.com, and get tomorrow's news today. Go to InfowarsStore.com and get tomorrow's products today. Or dial 888-253-3139 for a free Infowars store consultation. It's never too late to turn your political affiliation around.
We're now only 37 days out from undoubtedly one of the most important decisions humanity's ever made. The leftists are in full war mode, censoring nationalist, conservative, capitalist speech everywhere because they know there has been a complete political realignment against them because the spirit of humanity has awakened. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We are the most censored, demonized, attacked, lied about broadcast in the world. But thanks to you and radio stations and TV stations across the country, we are persevering, stronger than ever. Now, Millie Weaver, I remember 6-7 years ago, she's still a young lady and a mother, and I know her husband, a great guy, Gavin, but she was out there in L.A. in that swamp filing just fan reports for us that were so excellent. And now she's got over 100 million views on her own two YouTube channels alone. She does great work for Infowars.com, traveling the country. And she went to Kent State, where they were trying for a Kent State 2 yesterday. They were saying, look, we have an open carry here. You're going to kill us like Kent State before. That was the government, not the people. And it got really crazy. The video's up on Infowars.com. Next segment, we're going to air a five-minute excerpt. And for radio listeners, we'll obviously narrate it for you. But Millie, we've got this report up on Infowars.com where there's more than 20 links to Antifa, the Democrats, saying we're going to kill Republicans if we don't win. Maybe we'll start killing before. And I saw the Antifa signs out there that Soros pays for, all the same black and white standardized signs like they had in the New York Times, overthrow Trump, overthrow Pence. If a conservative even eats in a restaurant, they then death threat the restaurant itself. They're now Maxine Waters connected to it, doxing people out of the House of Representatives and the Senate where they live. I mean, they are going into war mode exponentially. You were there, and to watch them attacking police and the police response was pretty restrained to it. This is getting crazy. So, Millie Weaver, thanks for joining us. Tell us what you witnessed yesterday.
Well, Alex, yesterday at Kent State University, Caitlin Bennett, who is the Kent gun girl who has the infamous picture of herself posing with her rifle on campus, she held a campus carry event where she planned to go with a group of peaceful students that were only choosing to stand for the Second Amendment. So you had people from varying backgrounds, ethnicities, political spectrums, just marching for the Second Amendment, carrying their guns on campus peacefully. She had been in communications with the university to plan this. This was all planned. She asked the people to carry their guns, you know, not loaded, nothing in the chambers. So essentially this was just to make a statement and a point about the Second Amendment and campus carry. And so essentially what happened was leftist media outlets then decided to post a bunch of slanderous, libelous articles about her event and say lies, saying that she was a member of the alt-right, and essentially that she was going to be bringing violent groups with her, which was not true at all. So that put a stamp on the event, which led Antifa and Black Lives Matter and other violent extreme left groups to decide to come and essentially ambush the march as it tried to make its way onto campus. And that's exactly what happened here. We literally were walking, following this group, and then all of a sudden, here comes a violent mob of Antifa and Black Lives Matter that literally came, chased them down, screaming, yelling, shoving, pushing, trying to block the march from going, attacking mostly the police, because the police had to actually form a V-shaped barrier around the march.
A phalanx.
So Exactly. They had to block them from being attacked by this violent, angry mob with sticks and all kinds of weapons who came to chase them down and assault them, essentially. And let me tell you this, you can actually find that on my Twitter account. If you guys pull up my Twitter account, you'll find I actually posted a picture of a screenshot. We got one of these Antifa thugs actually was carrying his own handgun. He has a holster underneath his armpit, and he essentially is carrying a gun himself, and he actually ran up and tried to charge Caitlin Bennett, and the police had to stop him and shove him back.
Well, I watched the riveting footage. You called me and said, hey, we're live, and I tuned in, and my wife's like, incredible. We're sitting there in our living room with it on the TV watching this, and I'm like, and my wife goes, well, you're friends with Erica, we've hung out a lot. She goes, you shouldn't let Millie go to this. And I said, baby, I'm not telling her to go to this. She's like, they're like throwing bottles and it looks like hand grenades at you guys. And they're attacking the police. And they got guns on their hips. And then they're saying you guys are Nazis and that you killed people at Kent State back in the, what was it, late 60s, early 70s. That was the state police, or that was the National Guard pulling the trigger because somebody shot at them. You're there exercising your rights and they're literally calling you all this. It was wild.
Yeah, you know, well, I was just there covering the event, covering both sides. But really, what actually was the craziest part here is that we didn't know or anticipate how bad the Antifa and Black Lives Matter groups were going to come out in massive numbers. And when the march, the open carry march, was meeting in the parking lot, from their vantage point where they were standing, they couldn't see how big this mob of Antifa and Black Lives Matter were because they were kind of behind a brick wall. So it was hard to really make out the size of the crowd, how many there were. And really, what's the big point here is that there's the picture right here of the guy holding a gun himself, hypocritical Antifa member trying to stop people from having a protest.
Let's just say they call themselves Antifa. They dress like fascists. They act like fascists. They're anti-free speech. They're funded by Soros and his son, a literal Nazi collaborator. And then they call us this. They're just idiot thugs. And that's all they are. But yes. Regardless, we're going to come back from break and play 5 minutes of this. We'll narrate it for radio listeners. The point is, clearly they were sent. This wasn't like Charlottesville where it was a bunch of leftists dressed up like Nazis. And we know every leader of that was literally a Fed working for Southern Poverty Law Center. That's why they're coming after me. They're so mad I exposed it. This time it was really an open carry march of black, white, Hispanic people together. They got really mad. So I looked at the new Antifa. It's basically Black Lives Matter guys with a few white guys dressed up in black outfits screaming Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. And they're so pissed and it's not working and America's waking up to them. But I tell you, this is an incredible train wreck to watch this because 37 days out, 38 days yesterday, Millie, do you agree they're really trying to have some type of violent confrontation? And if it would have happened, it was one-sided by them. If it would have happened, they would have called you a Nazi. Just like when you were at Charlottesville, they called you one.
You know, exactly. I think that the Antifa and Black Lives Matter groups were actually trying to provoke violence. They were trying to provoke somebody to open fire or do something hastily in a moment of fear. And, you know, one of the things that happened was they actually threw a fake grenade into the crowd and it actually hit my cameraman and bounced off of him and flew over to the side. We don't know what was in it. It was a water balloon that they had to make look like a grenade with a fake pin on it. And it said pull and all this stuff. So luckily, the water balloon didn't burst on us because who knows what was.
So they're trying to like provocateur you, Millie. They're trying to provocateur you into response, which is 30 something days out. This is the main danger. They're trying to provoke a civil war. We've got to be as wise as serpents and peaceful as doves, but walk softly and carry a big stick. We'll be back. See me, but you'll feel me. The West was invaded by Babylon. It was invaded by the Islamists. It was invaded by the Huns. But it never fell. Will it fall now? That's your decision. And if it falls, as the left hopes it will, What will you gain but slavery? Deep within your senses, you know the only hope we've got is launching the new renaissance. Unlimited potential, as long as we take that promise in our hands. All right. Millie Weaver's here doing an amazing job with her crew, Gavin Wentz and others, out there at Kent State. I want to air a few minutes of the incredible video. There's hours of it up on Infowars.com, at least an hour and a half of it. What unfolded there, but the left is hysterical. They're insane. Their religion is running our lives. They thought they were confident Hillary would win, but now they're being reversed across the world. The president is talking about global government, new world order. They don't even deny it's real. They're like, but global government, new world order is good. So it seems to me they're in shambles and haven't realized they've lost. Now, I'm not overconfident. They could really wreck things, but don't they see in the end, or maybe you disagree, Millie, that there's no way they can win?
Well, I think that what the left and the Democrats are doing right now is very detrimental for their party. And it's kind of a blessing and a godsend for conservatives and the Republican Party. What we saw happen at Kent State really showed how anti-free speech and anti-Second Amendment the left actually is. You had mobs of angry leftists running and charging at a group of diverse, politically diverse and ethnically diverse, a group of.
And by the way, let me say this. Usually they're super cowardly. Running up to a bunch of armed cops that are defending free speech and hitting them, and the police were very, very restrained. Finally, we found some Antifa, I guess, at Kent State that have some courage because they were acting like total maniacs.
They were, and the group, the gun rights group, they were all carrying guns as well. And then
that's what I mean. You're charging police and people and hitting them with clubs and bottles when they're armed. It's not very smart.
Well, from what I could tell, many of the Antifa that were the agitators that were there, they didn't look like college students. Many of them looked like they were not members of the university, whereas most of the people participating in this rally, this march,
But sure, Millie, your Skype's breaking down. We'll come back to you. My concern is they're going to use Antifa as the cover for more serious Iranian teams that we know are allied with Obama. And this has come out, folks. I'm not kidding. Muslim Brotherhood teams, Chi-Com teams, Soros teams, globalist teams. You understand, Antifa is the cover for violence. They'll be blamed. They're planning something really big. I think before the election, unless they know we're watching them, the main thing they banned me for was saying, be prepared for Antifa to attack your house.
Well, what happens when Antifa decide to start holding their gatherings and their protests outside of voting locations to try to prevent and blockade conservatives from going to the polls? That's what we could see happening next. And I wouldn't think that it's something they wouldn't try to do in order to try to steal away the election during the midterms or during any other future elections, because they just want to use violence and any type of means of intimidation and terrorism to try to get what they want politically. And even all the while, many of these Antifa were carrying guns themselves on themselves, trying to stop this group of students from being able to carry out a pro-Second Amendment march. So it just goes to show that this is all political in nature. They essentially had leftist media outlets demonize Caitlyn's march, saying that it was a bunch of alt-right, bigoted racists that were attending this when it was absolutely not the case. You had gay students, you had African-American students, students of all different ethnicities and different political varying viewpoints who decided to participate in this march that was just about the Second Amendment. So many of the Black Lives Matter groups and other groups should have been marching with them because they respect the right for the Second Amendment. Many of these groups do. So the irony here is that, what is it? We have some extremist groups on the left, like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, that are agitprop, that want to come out and stoke violence and try to get this group to try to react violently. And the other half of the people that were out there were misinformed people who are buying into the lies from leftist mainstream.
Exactly, because the media runs KKK is coming. But I've seen some of the footage What did they do, some of the people that were brainwashed that weren't like leftist professors dressed up in black outfits, when they saw like Hispanics and black folks, everybody together, just being pro-America, and they get pretty freaked out?
Well, actually, what happened was many of the other, like, for example, there was an instance where I was standing next to one of the girls who was participating in this march. She had her rifle on her. She is an African-American student at Kent State. And there were other African-Americans in the Black Lives Matter group that were screaming and yelling and accosting her, calling her various names, basically saying that she was a traitor. And they were saying that these people aren't going to have your back. The KKK is not going to have your back. And she's like, what are you talking about? None of these people I'm with are racist. We are literally just marching for the Second Amendment.
Everybody's rights, which by the way, the KKK tried to get rid of.
Yeah, exactly.
The KKK, well, I've seen Fox News even have hosts going, you know, the KKK runs the NRA. The NRA was set up for the KKK. I mean, it's just insane.
The KKK didn't want African Americans in the South to be able to have firearms because they wanted to be able to send mobs, literal lynch mobs, on African Americans.
Stop them from voting.
Hang them. And stop them from voting, bully, intimidate them. And one of the things that this African American girl said is she said, this feels like a lynch mob. Literally, people running at them with, you know, sticks and screaming and yelling and cussing them out and trying to violently attack them. The police took a beating.
You've got to clip these out. You've done a great job. You've got hours of this. You got to come back on tomorrow. We got to play her and play everybody else, because it's just, the footage is so good, folks. And that's why they're trying to ban us and block us, because this is coffin nails to tyranny and those that want race war. And we're coming together. America gets it. Republicans had like 12% black support, and now it's like 35% in major polls. They are panicking as folks wake up right now. So, Millie, we didn't get to all your footage for radio listeners. It's on Infowars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. It's on NewsWars.com. They bleeped a bunch of it. Great job. We don't have time to air it, but it's on the site right now. Insanity, watch violent Antifa mom attack open carry march at Kent State. Everybody email it, Facebook it, Twitter it. They hope you just lay down and don't take action, or if they try to block you, you don't do it. But you're going to override that, so you're going to do it. God bless you, Millie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, she just continues to knock everything out of the park, her and Gavin Wentz. So she is the amazing Millie Weaver. We really appreciate her. What courage. Now, I'm not going to have time to get to my footage of, it's like 10 minutes where I go in and they're having an anti-Alex Jones event. It's actually called The Rhetoric of Donald Trump and Alex Jones, and How to Shut Them Down. And you go there and it was just ridiculous, but that's on Infowars.com. I'll play a little bit when we come back. But Roger Stone's got a huge cabin on his, a lot of really exclusive stuff. And Miss Ford's Dr. Ford, turns out, isn't a doctor in California. Some stuff on her.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we always save the most important to last. Will Judge Kavanaugh was not our first choice, but overall he's an honorable guy. He's just a little too neocon, a little too establishment. Will he be confirmed, or should they have gone with Barrett? Well, like Lou Dobbs said on Friday when he was on Tucker Carlson, this is a referendum on due process, referendum on basic things like innocent until proven guilty, and other little basic things like statute of limitations. I mean, I never sexually abused a woman in my life, but I guarantee you, they go back and canvass anybody I ever dated or somebody that claims I dated them, they're going to be able to say that. You know, Senator Grassley's calling for a criminal investigation, so Senator Rand Paul and others, of the people that filed fake complaints that the media ran with about him raping women on boats, beating the living hell out of them, beating up women in Colorado, and other people calling up. Why was Congress taking random switchboard calls? Oh, yeah, Kavanaugh raped me last week. They come in and say, Kavanaugh, did you rape this woman in Tallahassee last week? And they're like, no, I haven't been in Tallahassee. Well, show us your credit card records. I mean, any call comes in, they vet it. He's up like 20 hours a day. Bugs Bunny just called up from Warner Brothers and said you raped him. So this is a total miscarriage, a total fraud. And now we've learned she's this big RU486 abortion pusher. She's tied into all these weird programs. with inner city youth, inducting them into the psychiatric system, the jaws of destruction, in my view. And you've got her father and grandfather, high-level CIA, and the brother, and these big neocon law firms. And so there's a bunch to cover here with Roger Stone, the next two segments, and I'm glad he's here. But, man, the deep state is just showing that this is bigger than anything you ever heard about in Guatemala or Eastern Europe with the CIA, and it's the left in the CIA, but they don't look like James Bond. They look like bug-eyed mental patients. So it's bug-eyed mental patients with national security clearances, with armed death squads, just running around foaming at the mouth, attacking free speech, attacking everything. It's insane. So here's some of the articles. Grassley refers potential false Kavanaugh accuser to FBI DOJ. Well, the person's withdrawn it and said it was BS. Because the media didn't just go with him raping women and breaking their jaws on boats. Lindsey Graham vows full-scale probe into Dems' handling of Ford Kavanaugh allegation. Rand Paul calls an investigation to who doxed Senate Judiciary Committee Republicans. This is all on InfoWars.com. Daily Caller, Zero Hedge, you name it. Did Maxine Waters' office dox GOP senators during Kavanaugh testimony? Well, according to Wikipedia that shows where the Internet ID shows it came from, it was the House of Representatives. It wasn't her. It was one of her other fellow swamp creatures. Trump intimates Feinstein stuttering. So ACL breaks its own policy, comes out against Kavanaugh. That's some of what's going on here. And them delaying the vote until Friday now, passed out of the judiciary. Roger, you've got the doo-doo, as they say. Tell us all about it.
Well, Alex, I think what we're seeing here is the dress rehearsal for Donald Trump's impeachment. Watch very carefully, because if you've been following the Kavanaugh hearings, you can see the future. If the Democrats win the House of Representatives, they will vote articles of impeachment.
And they will trot out hundreds of women.
All those same women that were debunked during the 2016 campaign, all of those women who can't remember where or when or how Donald Trump assaulted them, they're just sure that he did, they'll be recycled again.
So Kavanaugh is the beta test to trot out a bunch of fake women, a bunch of Jane Does. This is it.
This is the dress rehearsal for what we're about to see if they win the House. You can bet on it. You can see now that truth, corroboration, eyewitnesses, evidence, none of these things matter.
All the witnesses say none of it happened. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, the whole innocent until presumed guilty, one of the most bedrock principles of American jurisprudence, is out the window. It's no longer necessary. If you saw that exchange in the elevator with the spineless Jeff Flake, in which a woman says, "You're about to put a rapist on the Supreme Court." Really, lady? Where's your proof that he's a net rapist? Where's your evidence? Where are your eyewitnesses? You have nothing. You're a mouthy harpy, and you have no evidence. You're making false accusations, which is irresponsible and actually.
And you got Lindsey Graham walking down the hall with like 50 women going, "Rapist, murderer." We'll play the audio in a minute. I mean, this is hysteria.
But again, it's a dress rehearsal. This is preparation. If you watch this carefully, the exact same thing is going to happen immediately after the election if the Democrats win the House. They will vote articles of impeachment like that. Now, unfortunately for them, Herr Mueller and his Gestapo have come up empty-handed. They were hoping to hang this on.
And I always said that when Russiagate fails, they're just going to roll out a wall of women saying that Donald Trump raped the living daylights out of them. Won't matter they never said it before. Won't matter there's no witnesses. They're going to do it. Let's go ahead now and roll that clip you mentioned of Jeff Flake. Here it is.
To Jeff Flake. Yes, I understand that you said just last night you felt that the weight that the witness was in fact credible.
On Monday, I stood in front of your office with Addie Barkin. I told the story of my sexual assault. I told it because I recognized in Dr. Ford's story that she's telling the truth. What you are doing is allowing someone who actually violated a woman to sit in the Supreme Court. This is not tolerable. You have children in your family. Think about them. I have two children. I cannot imagine that for the next next 50 years, they will have to have someone in the Supreme Court who has been accused of violating a young girl. What are you doing, sir?
Stop it. Turn it off. You can see where this is going. I mean, this is unbelievable. Where this woman says she was raped, so therefore, then Kavanaugh 36 years ago did it. There's just this man-hating thing is unbelievable.
Now, that woman's name is in today's New York Post. The question should be put to her. Where's your evidence? You just accused a man of sexual assault. Proof, evidence, eyewitness, something other than your opinion. Look, if you were assaulted, lady, I feel badly for you. That's horrific. But that doesn't mean Brett Kavanaugh assaulted anybody. This is mass-based hysteria at this point.
By the way, I've been around a lot of men and a lot of women in my life, and I know sex assault goes on. I'm not going to get into details, but I've had some family it's happened to, and it's usually like somebody standing at somebody's house in college, and a guy comes in with a knife and rapes a woman. It goes on. Those guys should be killed.
Castrated.
But most women are running their boyfriends, and they're kissing their ass all day. I mean, it's in my experience, it's very rare to see guys actually. I've never seen a guy assault a woman. And if I do, I'll kick their ass. But this whole idea that unless it's radical Islam, then that's what they do. They literally kill them. And then the left won't touch that, though, Roger.
Yeah, no, it was a great video last week. I think I saw, even though I'm not supposed to be there, on Twitter, of a man marrying a woman and then slapping her across the face full force. And all of the guests at the wedding applauding.
Yeah, let's pull up the Muslim slaps woman at wedding. Yeah.
Yeah, extraordinary. But when we come back, Alex, I want to break down each one of these senators who've been on the attack. Hirono of Hawaii, Cory Booker of New Jersey.
Their backgrounds. That's the big breaking news.
Yeah, because we got to get into the hypocrisy of these people and how what's good for Judge Kavanaugh is not good for them.
And so what's the headline later? Democrats defend real sexual assault, frame Kavanaugh?
I think Democrats ignore their own criminality, assault Kavanaugh.
All right, we'll come right back on the other side. And again, they tell you there's no pedophilia going on, even though it's happening. Everywhere gets covered up. And they tell you Islam's not abusing any women. But, oh, my God, like these so-called movie stars say, white males are raping women everywhere. They've got all these so-called movie stars saying white men want to rape women. What? It's like saying I want to jump off a cliff. You imagine, like, here's my problem. I don't even get it. Like, I don't imagine, like, grabbing a woman and making him do something. That doesn't sound like something good. Sounds like something wants me to jump off a cliff. Don't forget, we got big specials that end today at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. But we'll come back with some Islamic love straight ahead.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed.
He said, it's a long walk to Nashville.
Would you like a ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I sat down in the front seat. You turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers were solid country gold.
Then Roger, why don't you tell folks about the Mueller probe, how angry they get when you talk about it on air. They're so delusional. I don't know why they're so scared of this broadcast, why they try to put me in prison, set me up. I can't get into it yet. I mean, this is on. And then we'll get to the big bombshells about the Democrats and what they're doing and the model to impeach Trump, because if they can bring down Kavanaugh, clearly this is the new model. They've been getting it ready for a long time.
Yeah, there's no question that the special counsel's office monitors the Alex Jones show for 3 hours every weekday, monitors the war room, keeping track of everything we say. It really annoys them when they figure out that we're one step ahead of them, and that's only because we learned it from legal channels. The lawyers that they've abused, the lawyers that they have yelled at, the lawyers that they have verbally assaulted, they tell us everything. So we know precisely what they're doing. But they've come up short. They have no evidence of collusion or conspiracy or coordination with the Trump campaign. And therefore, the steps are very clear. Win the House of Representatives, close down InfoWars and shut Alex Jones up. Try to lock Roger Stone up, and then dragged Donald Trump's accusers, all his female accusers, before the Senate to tell their weepy story devoid of evidence or eyewitnesses or corroboration, just raw emotion. But we're going to be told over and over again by the New York Times, they must be believed because they're women. They must be believed. You're disrespecting women if you don't believe the fact that they have no evidence. That's the model. I hope the president is listening.
Let's get into the different Democrats defending the Clintons, defending Weinstein, defending Jeffrey Epstein, defending it all, and specific Democrat women saying, men, shut the hell up, what they did in real cover-ups.
Yeah, no, it's extraordinary. Let's take, for example, Senator Hirono from Hawaii. When Daniel Inouye was the senior U.S. senator from Hawaii, decorated World War II veteran, an amputee, a man of enormous integrity, he was accused of sexual assault by a hairdresser in Hawaii by the name of Lenore Kwok. Then in her 12th term in the Hawaii legislature, but angling for the U.S. Senate, was Senator Hirono. You know what she said in criticism of Senator Inouye? Absolutely nothing. Dead silence. So, hypocrisy, thy name is Hirono. Obviously fraudulent in her outrage. And then there's...
Let's play a clip of her saying, men, and again, I know what you're saying about Inouye, very respected, none of that was true, but they just say, believe a woman or you're horrible. Nothing against women, but my God, in politics, they're Democratic operatives, they're connected to the CIA like Ford, and we just believe it when all the witnesses say they're wrong? That is insanity. Here she is.
Of course it helps that there are women on that committee, but you know what? I expect the men in this country and the men in this committee, and many of them, believe me, because we all signed on to this letter to demand an FBI investigation, but really, guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country, and I just want to say to the men in this country, to shut up and step up. Do the right thing.
The sexism, the racism, she sounds like a frickin' Nazi. Like, men, you're all men, so you're bad. You're all Jews, so you're bad. You're all white, you're bad. You're all black, you're bad. Shut up, racist! Shut up, you crazy person! All men aren't bad, all women aren't bad. God almighty, what the hell? God, these people are sick.
So, Maisie, it's your turn. Step up and explain why you said nothing about Lenore Kwok. Explain why you said nothing about the charges that Senator Dan Inouye, the scion of the Hawaii Democratic Party, sexually assaulted her. Go ahead. You step up and explain.
Yeah, tell us about Bill Clinton and the frickin' pedophile airplanes. Or shut up, because you've been covering up. You actually have been covering up. Let's get to the other piece of crap.
In that clip, just to the left of Senator Hirono, you see Senator Gillibrand from New York, Chuck Schumer's sock puppet. She didn't seem to have much trouble endorsing Bill Clinton. She didn't have much trouble endorsing Elliot Spitzer. She didn't seem to have much trouble endorsing Eric Schneiderman. She was fine with all of those Democrats, but now she's a critic of Judge Kavanaugh. Another example of rank hypocrisy. And then, of course, there's Senator Dick Blumenthal. This guy's my favorite. He actually reads Judge Kavanaugh, the codicil from common law, the Latin phrase that says if you're caught lying about one thing, it can be presumed that you're lying about everything. Senator Blumenthal, you lied about serving in Vietnam. You never served in Vietnam. Virtually every time you ran for office in my home state of Connecticut, you said you served in Vietnam. You besmirched the memory of the men and women who did serve and give their lives in that conflict. You're the one who no one can believe. The fact that you even had the cojones to ask that question, giving your background of lying, questioning Kavanaugh's veracity, another example of Democrat hypocrisy.
And I agree. Kavanaugh should have said right there, all the witnesses say this didn't happen. What are you talking about? But he was nice to Ford. Oh, my daughter's praying for her. What do you make of Ford and the Baker-Hostetler giant connections and the... Her father, grandfather, brother, all CIA in that building. And she's the CIA recruiter for college. This is really smelly.
Yeah. No, look, her deep state connections are obviously, she's a shell. Again, where's the evidence? Where's the corroboration? Where's the proof? What you have are MP.
But I mean, Kavanaugh is a neurotic bookworm. He isn't out raping women.
But he also seemed to me, in all honesty, Alex, to have no instinct for the jugular. I would have gutted Dick Blumenthal like a fish right then and there. The guy was leading with his chin beyond belief. But Ford's
time. So you're a news hound. You're a news hound. All a federal judge does is study law to keep up on it.
Yeah, it's got to be a pretty boring existence. And then there's my all-time favorite, Cory Booker. When Cory Booker was the mayor of Newark, he basically took $600,000 from a city water authority. He voted himself to award this to his own law firm, and then the law firm passed it on to him, essentially laundering it. Then he told three different stories. First, he said it was a buyout. Then he said it was deferred compensation. I forget what his third BS story
was. You're a total compromise gangster.
Well, if he were a Hispanic Republican, let's say, he'd be in prison right now. So this guy.
Yeah, why can Maxine Waters get tens of millions to her husband's bank? Why are black Democrats allowed to engage in criminal activity, mainly swindling black constituents?
Yeah, she lives in one of the poorest, most destitute, pardon me, she represents one of the poorest, most destitute districts in the country. She lives in a mansion outside her district. The district she represents is majority Hispanic. They can't afford carne asada. She and her husband are dining on filet mignon. The woman is a disgrace. But she gets away with it because her constant playing of the race card. Oh, you're criticizing me because I'm black. No, Maxine, we're criticizing you because you're crooked. We're criticizing you before you're corrupt. Your skin color, your ethnicity.
But let me ask you this. With Pelosi and her and Michael Moore staying in the lead, they're like crypt keepers. How good is this for everybody that Hillary and all these people are still the leaders? I mean, this is absolutely, I think, blowing up in their face.
Well, the professional Democrats I know, and I know a lot of them, and I'm friendly with a lot of them, they just want Bill and Hillary to leave. Bill Clinton's a long history as a sexual assaulter and a sexual criminal.
No, I agree, but it shows they're still in control. They have such a raging you-know-what for you and I, which we're important, but not that important. I mean, they are obsessed with shutting us down.
Well, and I think much of the federal investigation into me is the payback for the Clintons' war on women and the Bush crime family, both available, by the way, on the Infowars.com store right now. If you want the background on these deep state criminals, you can get it at Infowars, and you can help us fight
the
war.
That's right. We need financial support, Infowarsstore.com. A lot of big specials ending right now in 30 seconds, Roger. Gut level, I think Kavanaugh gets confirmed if Trump doesn't back down. I agree. He's the beta test for the next witch hunt on Trump. We need to, just for due process and for the statute of limitations, confirm Kavanaugh. But it all depends just on Trump coming out and, I think, defending him.
Here is the key point, and that is between now and the time that the FBI finishes their investigation, at least four or five new women will come forward with baseless charges that they can't support with any evidence. But they'll all get a full media ride to try to whip this into hysteria to peel off that handful of Republican votes they need to beat Kavanaugh. We need to steel ourselves against that, and we need to call BS on it the instant it happens.
All right, great job. The show's back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, David Knight, 8 a.m. Central, War Room, 3 p.m. Central with Roger Stone and more. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.